I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome onto this edition of Run with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown, and I've got the coach with me once again. Lindsay Parry joins us. Lindsay, today we're talking, I know it's just a short while after Comrades 2018, but we've got a Comrades question, and I think this is on a lot of people's minds this time of the year. What does it take to go from running very little now to running Comrades a year later? And we'll get to that on today's podcast and video. And just a massive thank you first to the sponsor of this edition of Run. It is brought to you by simply.co.za. In today's busy lifestyle, no one has any spare time. None of us really want to think about life insurance either. That's why at Simply, they make it quick and easy to sign up and make sure your people are covered. Simply gives you great value combos of life, disability, and funeral family cover. For you, your domestic worker, and your business employees, get cover in a matter of minutes online. There's no bloods or medicals, instant cover, and the best part, it's all done online. Choose which benefits you want and what you can afford. It's backed by a trusted insurer. To find out more, all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/simply. That's coachparry.com/simply. S-I-M-P-L-Y. Simply looking after your people. Simply is a financial services provider. 47146. Terms and conditions apply. Lindsay, a lot of people fired up after Comrades 2018. And we get this question lots every year after Comrades. What does it take for someone to go from whether they're a couch potato now to running Comrades, or maybe they're running the odd park run, or they've run the odd 10K, maybe the odd half marathon? What does it take to run Comrades in a year?
Look, if you have run a park run, you are already at a considerable advantage. And I think somebody who's doing any kind of regular running between two and three sessions a week at this point in time, then I would say it's really as simple as downloading one of our Comrades programs and following it step by step. And you have an extremely good chance of qualifying sort of January, February next year and completing the Comrades Marathon. If you are a complete couch potato, you haven't done any running at all up to now, and perhaps it's been years, although if it's been years, you are still at the advantage. So the person who's really starting from nothing, has never been a runner, but you know, ever since being a kid has watched Comrades and has thought, geez, I would really love to do that. A year is doable, but it can be tough. There will be some serious ups and downs, and whether you'll be successful in 12 months is largely dependent on if you do have some inherent running ability. So I would say the vast majority of people, it's definitely a project that is viable, but you really do need to be super sensible about it, because you are at extremely high risk of picking up shin splints and ITB in particular. Those are two probably the most common injuries that you will pick up. So if that is you, then your best chance of making it, particularly in a year, is to make sure that you find yourself at the right place, getting advice from the right people, being on a program that has a very slow, steady, systematic build-up over time, making sure that you start out in the correct equipment. So although many of the places where you can buy shoes from, that all the brands do run in-house training, you are much more likely to get a great service and be put into the correct pair of shoes if you go to one of the specialty running stores. So that's where I would go to buy a shoe. But there is still always that element of which shoes are giving the best commission, or what often happens is that people just want to sell the most popular shoe because that's what everyone's buying and they do feel a little bit safer. So if you're unsure, if you do feel like, I don't know if this shoe really is the right shoe for me, then I would also strongly advise that you go and see a healthcare professional that can at least put you in the right type of shoe. So in other words, they start you off in the right direction because they tell you you need a neutral shoe, you need an anti-pronation shoe, you need a stability shoe, so on and so forth. But starting out right, being in the right equipment, looking after your feet, these are things that are critical to preventing injury and illness and allowing you just to very slowly but surely creep closer to that goal.
Cool stuff. Lindsay, from a training program perspective, you mentioned people can download the training programs. If you head over to coachperry.com/training, you can grab yourself a comrades program there too. One thing that I've just picked up too, Lindsay, and I was in that boat. So I started running basically to run comrades, and people get fixated on comrades, but you almost want to, my mother used to say, how do you eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time. And that's the way you need to take this comrades thing on. Instead of, and I'm not saying don't focus on comrades, but focus on the little things that'll get you to comrades. If you get the 10K training program out the way, the 21K is next. You can't do a 42K training program if you haven't done a 10K. So work your way through it, break it up into small bite size. It makes it more manageable and also less intimidating would be my advice.
Yeah, look, that's really great advice. I mean, you've got to go through the phases. And also, you know, 12 months is a hell of a long time to focus on one specific thing. So you want comrades, there's the ultimate goal. It's in the back of your mind. But if you're coming off a couch, you know, running a 5K park run is an achievement. So focus on that. Once you can do that, you focus on being able to do a 10K. You do a 10K, you hit a 15, 21. And before you know it, it's going to be February and you're going to be capable of running a marathon and you're already going to be like, wow, I haven't achieved my goal yet of running comrades, but who would have thought I would have ever been able to finish a marathon, yet there you will be and you will have done a marathon.
Yeah, absolutely, Lindsay. And that was my story. I mean, I ended up missing the cutoff in my first comrades. And if that was my only sort of thing that I was chasing, I would have been gutted. But I'd said to myself that whatever happens when I reach comrades race day in 2010, when I ran my first one, I would be physically in better shape than I was a year before. And I was. I'd run a couple of marathons. I'd run an ultra marathon. And it set me up for another good year of running, which I then went on and finished my first comrades. So I think that's probably the best way to approach it. And yeah, some great advice from the coach once again. Lindsay, thank you very much for your time. And thank you to Simply for sponsoring this edition of Coach Parry. If you would like to find out more about what Simply do, it's amazing and no one has time. So definitely go check it out if you are after life cover or disability cover or family funeral cover. All you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/simply. That's S-I-M-P-L-Y to find out more. coachparry.com/simply. You won't be disappointed. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.